Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
This contest Thursday, and we got a good one for you tonight. All right, thanks for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, to the American Adversaries Radio Show, because that's who we are. That's right, folks, we're here. We're live in the Relaxing Comfort Studio, and I hope you're ready to go, because as I said, it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. Okay, I'll introduce the judges here in just a moment. Once again, we are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. You can see and hear us on our Facebook page. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. Of course, you can also use your Alexa devices. You can also Alexa. Oh yeah, smart devices by downloading the free Answer Orlando app.
And at AmericanAdversaries.com.
And our brand new website, AmericanAdversaries.com. And tonight, the prize package and the date of the drawing are going to be revealed, but I've got a little trick for you.
Ooh.
All right. Ooh. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But AmericanAdversaries.com. And once again, thanks. And Alexis was the latest person to register for our prize drawing at our website.
Very nice.
So congratulations to her. She's in. And you can't win if you ain't in. And it's so easy to do. Just go to AmericanAdversaries.com. And right there on the home page is a registration form. All we need is your name and email address. You can give us more if you like, but that's all we really need.
Now, when you say Alexis, does she call in and say, I have no idea, like the real Alexa does?
Yeah, right. That's what I think he was referencing when he mentioned it. What do you mean, Alexis calling?
Okay, so let me go around the room and introduce the judges. We do have a lot to talk about. The report is in, and the Democrats are depressed, so we'll be talking about that. We also have some news out there you probably haven't heard anything about, and because everybody's been so caught up in the Kavanaugh thing. And let's see. Well, we just got a lot to do here tonight, so let's get right to it. So, the chairman of the board, the union boss himself, the concoctor of our contests.
Well, this
Mike
I
McBath.
Like. This should put a lot of people at ease tonight. Have a little bit of fun. We've had a tension-filled week and everything, but this is going to be.
Maybe
our...
we'll come up with a book of recipes.
That's
here, right.
This could very well be. This wow. is, we could send this to CNN, and they would love it when they get what they what's coming.
I don't know if I'd send it to them. All right, we'll get to the challenge here in a minute. Let me introduce all the judges. All right, so we got Nick Grounds of the winner of the British American Chamber of Commerce.
Good evening, everyone.
I was earlier talking with someone from the Winter Park Chamber of Commerce who's going to be on our the Score show this weekend. And, of course, Rick Brown, the man about town. Always great to see you, Rick.
Happy National Taco Day.
Yeah, it is National Taco Day.
Every day was Taco Day.
No, it's today. And you know there's only two places you want to be today. Here,
and
at 7 o'clock, you want to make your way to Tijuana Flats, because we are running our Taco Tuesday special and our Throwback Thursday special tonight. You get your pick.
What does that mean?
You get two tacos, chips, and a drink for $5.99, or you get a burrito, chips, and a drink.
For same price?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, man.
Rick, you need to dress as a taco on the day like today. I mean, you'd be the best.
Maybe. Oh, sorry, I thought he was.
I have a taco suit, unfortunately, in the warehouse.
Oh, you could go dance into the place and everything.
Thankfully, it's too small for me.
So
happy Taco Day, and take advantage of that at Tijuana Flats. And, of course, Rick ponies up part of the prize package. And we'll get to that in a moment here as well. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. We will be your judges tonight. Jackie Ricardo couldn't make it. She's in West Palm Beach.
Oh, boy, Randy would be disappointed.
And he can't make it tonight.
And I can't
tell you where he is.
Okay,
but,
secret?
Sort of.
Okay.
But he is...
We won't discuss it.
Let's just say he's helping with the logistics of the Monday meeting.
Good.
All right, so anyway... he'll be back with us next week. All right, so let's get to the contest challenge.
Okay.
We already have a couple of challengers on the line.
I think they heard a little bit earlier in the week. What this is called our ice cream cone contest. You know, at Penn State is world famous for production of ice cream. They've created the group Ben & Jerry's, who went to school there and was educated in that area.
We'll forgive them for that.
I know. And many, many other companies involved with distribution of ice cream. But the idea is they always name an ice cream cone after a great event or a famous person. We had Peachy Paterno this last weekend against Ohio State. We had what was called the whiteout, symbolic of how they do the stadium. The whiteout was made up of vanilla ice cream. It had popcorn, and then it had white chocolate, but that was called the whiteout. What we want you to do, in very simple terms, is come up with an ice cream cone relative to all these wonderful people running around Washington and, you know, that are individuals we might have a little bit of fun with. Now, somebody brand new. This is going to be my two cones. I want the crazy blazy cone, okay? I think that cone should be half chocolate ice cream, half vanilla, lay on top of it all the nuts you can, and then pour a splash of vodka. That would be the crazy blazy. Now,
for Ms. Blazy Ford.
For Blazy Ford, the crazy blazy, okay? And then we could have the Barack Obama cone. That's going to be half the normal size of a regular cone. That'll be half chocolate, half vanilla, and then we'll just sprinkle it lightly with marijuana. That's the Barack Obama cone. So later, I have, if it doesn't come up with, I got a real good one, but I'm going to hold this back. Okay, let's go. Let's party.
All right,
it's time to eat ice cream.
That is the challenge. Once again, you're playing for a great prize package, including a gift card to Tijuana Flats. And if you had won in the prior week, you could use it tonight on Taco Day.
I know. Imagine the amount of food you'd get.
And also, you'll win a gift card. And by the way, you got trivia going on still all the time as well?
Yep, four nights a week.
And entertainment?
Entertainment Fridays and Saturdays at the Winter Springs and the Oviedo Lockwood location.
All right. And they're all great locations. And what's your website, by the way? People ask me that every now and then. What's your website?
The main Tijuana Flats website is tijuanaflats.com.
All right.
That's a tough one to remember.
It's a tough one to remember.
I got it.
Rick wrote it down, though.
He's got it written on his tattooed on his wrist.
Some of our specials you won't find on the Tijuana Flats website because they're exclusive to our locations.
Okay. All right. And then you'll also get a gift certificate to Cafe Positano's, compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepherd, great folks themselves, and Pasquale Barba, of course, great food over there. And Jerry and Jana at Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, if you have a Mercedes or a BMW, they can take great care of that automobile and you in the process. And also, you'll get a bigger-than-life cutout of the Constitution, or if you'd rather have something else, you can use that as credit toward that something else at Dino Rentos Studios, and they can make anything. They can make bumper stickers, banners, tiki gods, volcanoes.
Signed for the election in November.
Yeah,
big sign.
A 1/13th scale model of the Enterprise Starship. They got it all over there at Dino Rento Studios. Also, you'll get a cryotherapy session at Chill Cryosauna. That's chillcryosauna.com. And that really can relieve a lot of the aches and pains and help you recover from strenuous events.
Can you stick your head in it?
Well,
instead
they have
of the rest of the body.
No, as a matter of fact, your head's the part that stays out.
I know.
But they do have a localizer that if you have issues, you know.
Like headaches or something?
Neck problems, something
brain
like that.
Brain freeze.
Exactly.
See that?
They can put the freeze on you. And then also you'll get, the memory foam pillow from Relax and Comfort.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what.
But I like the way Jackie delivers the story.
Yeah, that's
a little bit more exciting.
A whole lot better.
Tantalating than...
A whole lot better. Okay. All right.
Mike, did you have one for Jeff Flake?
No, I didn't. You'll be preparing that one.
I have one.
Good. Good.
Okay. So just briefly on the news, and then we'll get to some contest challengers so we can open up some more lines for you. The report is in. It was turned in last night. The White House got to see it first. It was made available starting this morning at a basement office in the Capitol building, or a basement room, I guess I should say, in the Capitol building. And senators pretty much one by one went in to read it, starting with Charles Grassley. I presume Mitch McConnell may have seen it first, but Grassley was the first one in the room this morning, followed by Dianne Feinstein. It was heard outside the room that she was having trouble reading it, and then you could hear someone say, I'm sorry, Senator, you're holding it upside down. But anyway,
that was cute.
So anyway, the faces on the looks on the faces, I should say, of the Democrats as they came out of the room and then out of the later meeting with Chuck Schumer, let's just say they were not smiling.
They're like, "Ooh, how are we going to spin this?"
I think
we're going to delay it again.
I think they know the gig is up. They're already out there complaining, as they were already complaining even before the report was in.
It was not a complete investigation.
The FBI has revealed that they interviewed 9 people as part of this supplemental report. It's a supplemental of his last...
6.
Exactly. And they, by the way, these background checks started on him right out of college, because he went right into the federal government.
Right.
And then the Bush White House. So... from a very early age, they were checking him, and over that period of time, including, I presume, the 9 that they interviewed over the last few days, since last Friday anyway, amounts to over 150 individuals that they have talked to.
But, Chris, that is not
enough. And none of this stuff
is not enough.
And none of this has ever been corroborated any of the people, all right? Now, the Democrats did make a big deal overnight about something that Charles Grassley, I guess he had made a statement somehow that if you look at all the prior background checks, there was, as he put it, not a whiff of impropriety. And so the Democrats protested that they had found something.
Oh, boy.
They had found something in there. Now they're going to keep it confidential, but they had found something. And this morning, Chris Coons had to admit that he had seen it. And he said, it doesn't meet the not a whiff test. But in other words, there wasn't anything to it.
Right.
Yep. So the Democrats are basically at the end of the line. Mitch McConnell put the cloture process in effect as of last night, which opened it up for floor debate. And they can go to the floor. They can have their say about it.
It's a 30-hour
debate window.
30 hours.
Right.
And then we go to vote.
And it'll shut down, I guess, Saturday morning. And then that's when McConnell says that they will have the final vote.
It's coming up time.
Flake came out today and said that he was actually impressed with what he saw, and that it looks good for Kavanaugh. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm just sort of telling you what the effect
knowing
was.
What a phony he is, it looks good for Kavanaugh, but not by me.
Right.
You know, we'll see.
Right, exactly. So, all right, so that is that news. Now, we have other news as well. If you remember, some members of the Senate were outed as far as their, what do they call it? I forget. There's a phrase, a name they use.
Yes.
Doxing. They doxed these senators. They caught the person who did it. And this person was tied up to Sheila Jackson Lee, and Sheila got some FaceTime. Did you see what she did the day of the hearing?
The envelopes.
The little envelope thing
With letters. They said it was letters of encouragement for Dr. Ford.
Letters of encouragement from Ben Franklin.
Wrapped in 50s.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, let's take a go ahead.
This doxer, though, came out today. He actually had plans to release the health records of our congressman's children.
Oh,
that's what kind of a scumbag this guy was.
Yeah, maybe we should have let him do that, and then that would finish these people off.
Yeah, all right. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got Roger and Marvin, who are going to start us off with a contest.
Marvin. I'm getting hungry.
We'll get their entries in and open up the contest lines for more entries. You are listening to the American Adversaries on a Contest Thursday. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Yeah, that hole in the roadway at Silver Star and Princeton with the eastbound lanes blocked right at Le Havre Boulevard. You also have a crash at University Boulevard in Hall that has some slowdowns in the UCF area. Alafaya is very congested in the Colonial Drive area. And in the downtown area, your I-4 slowdowns start at actually Longwood and they continue past downtown and into the Millennia area. 408 east and westbound are starting to get congested. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Dedicate one to the lady. Summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. I'm out, summertime sip, babe, need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though, Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're the ice cream
like
man today.
That's like a pickup song or something, you know? I'm your ice cream man. I like that.
Got all the flavors that satisfy.
Well, we're going to give them new flavors, you know?
All flavors and push-ups, too.
Whoa.
All right. And by the way, Nancy, thank you, Nancy, wishes us a happy vodka day, too.
Very nice of her.
Oh, yeah.
Smirnoff, Absolut,
yeah, too
Grey
bad
Goose.
You're going to Buffalo tomorrow.
I know.
You won't be able to partake tonight.
No, I will be partaking Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Nancy, our address is, just in case you were wondering.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the contest line. Robert is up first. How you doing tonight, Robert? Thanks for being there.
How you doing, guys? Back in the saddle again. Huh?
All right,
good to hear
Robert.
From you. Go ahead. You're going to start us off.
Yeah, here it goes. Now, in honor for all the Democrats on the Judiciary Committee, I have what's called donkey dough.
Donkey dough, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, donkey dough, like fish food and Jerry Garcia and all that stuff.
Right.
And also like one other one called Dai-Fi Chai Spy.
Okay.
Which is just everything all sprinkled in together. And also, because I got my absentee ballot today.
You did, okay.
And I'm filled it all out. All the Republicans are now taken care of. And
good man.
Yeah. And one... But I got one particular Democrat in mind, and I like to call this kind of ice cream cone a bullhorn.
ice cream cone on a bullhorn.
A bullhorn?
Yeah, for Anna Eskamani.
And why?
Yeah, that seems to be all she does.
Is that right? All right.
Now, Randy Ross knows more about who this is, you know, because there's a guy out there named Stockton Reeves who seems to have the, you know, the teenage son, the almost teenage daughter, the wife, all's perfect.
Right. Yeah.
Everything's all that stuff. And
all right.
Then there's Anna Eskamani, who just seems to scream.
Okay. All right. Well, I tell you. All right. Well, thanks. We got it. He's talking about a local race house seat in Florida downtown area there. I think that's District 47.
And there's your three of them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you, Robert. Way to go.
All right. We appreciate
you being out there.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Roger next. Hey, how you doing tonight, Roger?
Hey, great day to be an American patriot.
Amen,
yes,
brother. Amen.
Amen. All right. We're going to do this in memory of two old farts we'll be putting out the pasture. Okay. Oddball Nelson Skelton.
Okay.
Who flew the coop a long time ago and never came back in his right mind. And then also Smucky Chucky Schumer.
Okay.
Okay. It's too big for a cone, I believe, so we're going to have to start with a scoop of pistachio in a rice bowl.
Okay.
And then we're going to top it with a bunch of fungus-laden peanuts.
What?
A drizzle of brown goo, fudge-like.
Fungus?
And a sprinkle of powder. White or brown, your choice.
Okay.
Last, we're going to top it off with a mushroom from the pasture cow patty.
We've
all heard about those, I think.
That's right.
About suicidal mushrooms.
The psilocybin.
That's going to be an expensive cone.
Yeah, no kidding.
If I got to give it a name, let's call it the moldy old fungus among us.
The moldy old fungus among us.
That would be a neat ice cream.
Moldy
cone.
Fungus among us. Complete with fungus-laden peanuts.
Yeah. That's what I thought he said,
too. And
the mushroom on top. Fungus, which, of course, a mushroom is a fungus.
I know exactly right. Yeah.
got come from that cow patty. You know,
That's right. Well, I never dug them out of those patties, but I hear they're out
there. I thought in the old days, Chris, you were out there. I thought I saw you out in the woods.
None of them are going to claim to it either, but we've heard about it.
That's right.
I had friends who said they duck them out of the patties, but I'm not really sure that's exactly where they came from.
All I remember is laughing.
But they were magic.
All right, thank you, Roger. All right, appreciate you being there. All right, let's go to Marvin and get his entry in before we have to take a break. Hey, how you doing tonight, Marvin?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
All right.
Excellent. Go ahead. What's your recipe for a cone?
Okay, well, this one is for Maxine Waters.
All right.
Okay, you take some fruitcake, soak it in rum, because she sounds like a rummy fruitcake. And, you know, then you mix it in with eggnog ice cream.
Oh, that actually sounds pretty good. I might even enjoy it, except for the name.
He's not done. Go ahead.
Yeah, then you take 45 pieces of diced peaches and put on top of the cone. And then it's called Impeach 45.
Oh, jeez. That's pretty good, Byron. He set us up.
The Impeach 45.
That's funny.
Cone.
That is pretty good.
Excellent, Marvin. You got it, man.
All right. Fruitcake. Pretty good.
That is good.
That is a good one.
That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen. The moldy old fungus among us or the Impeach 45.
You know what I'm going to do, Chris, when I go out to Penn State 2 weeks from now, I'm going to take these up there.
All right.
Just drop them off to the creamery.
All right. We'll take a break, come back. We got more news. The contest lines are now open. Ladies, I'm sure y'all got some excellent recipes.
Oh, Peggy and all about the Cindy.
407-774-8255 is the number. And don't forget, you can also go to our website, AmericanAdversaries.com, and sign up for our raffle. We're going to tell you the drawing date tonight, and I'm going to tell you about the prizes. About the prizes. About the prizes. About the prizes.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Democratic criticism of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is a demolition derby. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says Democrats have just about destroyed a good person by questioning Kavanaugh about sexual assault allegations against him. Grassley and other Republicans say an FBI background report sent to the Senate doesn't corroborate the allegations. U.S. and Dutch authorities released evidence that appeared to link four Russians accused of hacking to a military intelligence agency. The Dutch published photos of their sequentially numbered diplomatic passports, electronic snooping equipment in the trunk of their car, and displays of euros and $100 bills. But among the other pieces of evidence was a taxi receipt showing a trip from GRU headquarters in Moscow to the capital's international airport. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 200 points, the NASDAQ dropped 145. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
If you use the 429, remember that starting Friday night at 8, both directions of the 429 will be closed at the Forest Lake Toll Plaza, and traffic will be diverted through the toll plazas so that crews can upgrade equipment. 7-year-old was struck by a car on Wednesday in Pine Hills. 7-year-old Movin Saintil was reported to have serious injuries. Movin was struck by 33-year-old Sang-Tae Han on Pine Hills Road. An investigation is being conducted by the Florida Highway Patrol. The newest provost for the University of Central Florida is Dr. Elizabeth Dooley. Dr. Dooley has been serving as the university interim provost since April and is the first woman provost at UCF. Local news headlines brought to you by Timothy Partners Limited and the 12th annual Pastors Appreciation Brunch on October 11th. Pastors, assistant pastors, deacons, and church leaders, active or retired, register now at theanswerorlando.com. We have a high of 90 and a low of 74. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Your life is an important one, and here at FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer, we're interested in hearing about how the station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our station and our host enter your busy world of responsibilities, challenges, and desires for personal growth. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source for much-needed information, or we may provide you with a perspective about the news that is truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we would love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we'd want you to do. Record a video message on a camera or mobile device and share your story with us. And for simply sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of an Apple iPad Pro and an Apple Pencil. You'll have until October 23rd to share your story. So do it today. Visit theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com, and use the keyword story for all details,
the contest rules,
and to submit your video.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, and they continue all the way to downtown Orlando. You also have that crash on Conroy at Vineland that is contributing to some slowdowns there. 408 east and westbound are starting to get congested when you get off of I-4, and you still have that crash at University and Rouse that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Yes, this is B, Brian Blair, the Killer Bee, and I'm tired of those sticky liberal lies. That's why I tune in to the American Adversaries, where you get nothing but the truth. So don't get stung. Listen to AM 660, The Answer.
All right, we're back on a contest Thursday. That's right, the American Adversaries radio show. We got it all for you. We got the news, we got a contest, we got prizes, and we got Mike McBath.
I am so excited about this because this is a reflection on the Penn State Creamery.
Very nice.
Exactly what it is.
You're just looking for new cocktail recipes.
I know. I like that vodka and chocolate and vanilla ice cream.
Ice cream and rum. Always a good combination.
There you go. So Mike McBath, Nick Grounds, Rick Brown, Christopher Hart, that'd be me, and Jeff Sinis, we are your judges. All right, so I want to go right back to the contest lines. Once again, the contest challenge is to come up with a ice cream cone and dedicated to a politician or other person in the news. It doesn't have to be a politician.
In the political arena.
Right, yeah. Or somebody, you know, celebrity type.
No, I was thinking we should probably be called justices in the spirit of what's going on in the news instead of judges.
That's right. Thank you, Justice Brown.
We are contest justices.
Thank you, Justice Brown. All right.
But you want to grill in like that?
let's go back to the phone lines, and Jeremiah is up next. Hey, Jeremiah, how you doing tonight? Thank you for listening.
I'm fantastic. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Anytime. Go ahead.
So my idea is just for all the Democrats hemming and hawing over Kavanaugh.
Okay.
And it's going to be bitter dark chocolate ice cream with a bunch of really gooey caramel laced inside, so that when you go take a bite into it, you're like really making that kind of sound and
lip smacking. Okay,
oh,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, sir.
That's good, I like
Jeremiah.
That.
Yeah.
Lip smacking, because the Dems they're smacking right now.
Yeah, they're really smacking their chops.
Yeah, they working those gums over because they don't know what to do.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right, Jeremiah, you're in this thing. I appreciate it. Excellent. See,
that was unique.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
It was.
And I like the dark chocolate because I love dark chocolate.
Bitter chocolate.
I love caramel too. So he's got all right. So make sure we got your information, Jeremiah. Thank you. Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
All right. Let's go next to Peggy. How you doing tonight, Peggy? Thank you for calling.
Hi, justices.
Thank you.
Well, thank you
for
your respect, Peggy.
Okay. Well, I have my cone is a waffle cone.
Wow.
And it is for Weinstein instead of Feinstein.
Okay.
And it's called the Weinstein Litter Box Cake. Ice cream.
The litter box?
Litter box.
Litter box cake.
And a waffle cone.
Okay.
Right.
Litter box.
Okay, you have pistachio ice cream and a waffle cone. And then you roll the top of the ice cream in crumbled yellow cake mix.
Crumbled cake, all right.
Okay.
And then you have warmed up the small Tootsie Rolls.
Okay.
And you kind of shape them in a certain shape that goes in a litter box.
Okay.
And you put that on top of the ice cream. And you serve it with a little kitty litter scoop.
Served with a scoop, a kitty litter scoop.
Very unique.
For the Weinstein litter box.
Visual.
The kitty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
Hello.
Picture this.
All right, so serve with a kitty litter scoop. Okay. All right.
Nice.
All right. Thank you, Peggy.
Thanks, Peggy.
Thanks, Peg.
Thanks, Peggy. You're in the contest.
Mm-hmm.
She may not be able to hear us. Okay, thanks, Peggy. All right, let's go next to Hector, and this opens up the lines. Hey, Hector, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. All right. Thanks. Go ahead.
All right. By the way, I'm driving on I-4, and there was a guy with a 2020 Trump flag hanging out of his window and bumper stickers all over and a backseat full of placards, you know, that you put out in your yard. So I thought that was pretty neat.
It's Randy.
Yeah. It might be. I don't know, but I'd like to get one of those Trump 2020 flags.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. He had it. He had it flying proudly in 5 mile an hour traffic here. I'm sure it was forking a bunch of people here.
We can only hope so.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So go ahead.
So does it have to be Democrat? Because I'm
no,
tired
no,
of
no,
flake.
Anybody.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, mine's is going to be called the Jeff Snowflake Cone. Okay.
All right.
And what it's going to be is it's going to be plain vanilla ice cream with cream puffs in it. Because he's kind of like a cream puff. He's very waffling. And it's going to be a waffle cone, by the way. So it's going to be vanilla ice cream, cream puff chunks, and a waffle cone because he is a waffler. So that's my...
That's a very good symbolic cone.
It's perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Vanilla,
Hector.
Vanilla is typically, you know,
it's just vanilla.
Describes
just
somebody
Jane.
With no personality.
Yeah. He's a zip.
The waffler, and he's a cream puff. He's
that
a pushover.
Was really good, Hector. You were very, very close to mine.
Very good.
That was very good.
You had one in mind?
I did. I called it the Flaky Flake. And I had soft marshmallow ice cream and a soggy waffle cone with no nuts.
Thank you good. Very much, Rick. You do not have to tell us what's not on the cone.
Thanks for clarifying that, Rick.
All right, Hector. Excellent, man. That's a good one. All right. Make sure we have your information.
Hector just spun off the road.
Make sure we have your information.
He's hitting the guy with the 2020 flags.
Oh, is that
that's
funny?
It. That's it. And Randy, if you're trying to call, now is the time to do it. Okay. 407-774-8255 is the number, or we will call out to you. All right, so the market took a little dip today, but I think it took a little dip because obviously you had a nice big run-up, but two, the market I think might have got spooked by a little something, and let's see if Mike thinks what I'm thinking here.
There's a couple things in here. You know, obviously oil backed off today, and the reason oil backed off, there's rumors that Saudi Arabia and Russia, you know, are quietly coming up with an agreement to increase output.
To open the taps a little bit more.
Secondly, just the Dow itself, the lowest today was we were down 356. We ended down 200, which was a nice comeback in the end. I think in the early part of the morning, what really shook the market was the 10-year Treasury hit 3.24, which is extremely high, the highest it's been in virtually 7 years. Watch this. The 2-year Treasury and the 5-year Treasury hit a 10-year high. Yield-wise. But, I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, our economy is just booming. These rates are going up not because there's something sick in the economy, just because it's absolutely outstanding. We all know that the jobless claim rates came out, and guess what? 49-year low,
right.
Chris, and you know that. And then
that's what I actually think might have spooked the market a little bit.
Well, because your prosperity in the market is so high that they fear that rates would go up too fast because earlier, you know, Chairman Powell has said that maybe I might have to move rates along a little bit faster than I anticipated, which is what spooked it. But the reality of it is if profits are there, you can raise rates some more.
Right.
So, you know, it doesn't scare me in that aspect.
Because sometimes the market gets spooked by good news.
Right.
What I want you to, that's what I'm trying to, the point I'm trying to make here.
I mean, it's been great news is what's moving the market.
Right.
And then the last thing is Larry Kudlow today came out and hinted about a possible trade talks between Trump and China. Relatively soon.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Right. Okay. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines right now, and we're going to take a break from the contest. We'll get right back to that. We do have a contest line open at 407-774-8255. But Randy Ross is on the line with us.
Is he driving down the highway with those flags and all the stickers?
He's right in front of Hector.
Is that Randy?
Was that you, Randy?
Is that you?
He's right in front of Hector.
I would do that. You know I would do that. First of all, guys, I tuned in and I'm listening to Peggy talk about cat poop, and then I'm like, what kind of contest is this? So I don't know what the contest is.
Randy, ice cream cone.
This would have been a contest I would have had a hard time with as well. But so excited, I'm calling in. I can't tell you where I am. I can tell you that I'm on an assignment with the president, and I look forward to everybody seeing that on Monday. But I wanted to call in on Tuesday when I was in Mississippi supporting the president and working the event in Mississippi, but I forgot we were on a time delay. So I call in. I'm like, I send a text to Chris. I'm like, Chris, nobody's answering the phone.
I'm an hour late.
But what an amazing rally. What an amazing opportunity to be as close as we were to the president and once again to be in another state representing Orange County and Florida. And it's such an honor to be working on what I'm working on right now. The thing is that what I saw in that stadium Tuesday night reminded me, and I put this up on Facebook as well, is, you know, for anyone that thinks that this president is not loved, that this president is not appreciated for all the efforts that he's doing in all areas of our economy, et cetera,
you need to be in one of these rallies. And I don't know when, but I can't tell. I know he's coming back to Florida, not just on Monday, but that's not a rally, but, you know, soon.
Right.
And I hope that people get out there and go. I mean, because once you see him in person and you're part of that audience and that energy and excitement, let me tell you, there's nothing better. It never gets old. Every time I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to hear the same speech, right? It doesn't work like that.
No.
I get up and I'm clapping and I'm putting my thumbs up. And
we saw you.
All those things. It's just so exciting.
We actually saw you last night. I was cleaning up after the show, and, you know, I have the monitor on here, and after the show, I turned the volume up, and I watched it a little bit. And so the 7 o'clock Fox show was starting, and they were showing some clips from the rally. And they showed him coming out of the curtain and walking up.
Well,
the,
here's what they
and
did.
There
I mean,
you were. There you were on Fox, smiling
so
and waving.
We work the VIP. To get everybody into the VIP is a lot of work. Like, you're trying to make sure that you've got – you know, you don't want another plaid shirt guy behind them. So you have to make sure everybody coming in there. So what they did is they reserved us the first 5 seats when he's coming out of that blue curtain. So while we had helped condense that, once we condensed the VIP space behind the president, we went down there right where he's coming out. I mean, he was like 3 feet away from us.
I know
it. The exciting part was I got to meet Brad Parscale, who was part of the 2020 campaign. He's leading it, of course.
Right.
It was just a gift. It was an opportunity. And every time I think it can't get any better, I'm on an assignment like I am right now, and I'm like, okay, it just got even better.
Right.
It's just a wonderful opportunity to continue to support the president. And, you know, and I think that we're just so lucky that we've been on this train, and I know you were on the train before. I mean, we were on the train at the same time. We didn't know each other back in 2015.
Right.
But we've been on this train for a long time, and we're not going anywhere. And when you're in a crowd of people, and there's – remember back in the day, Mike, I know because you're NFL mm-hmm. and the whole sports thing, they're doing the wave and all that kind of stuff. These people all of a sudden out of nowhere, here I am sitting in my seat thinking, okay, here we go. We're finally going. They're doing the wave like 25, 30 times around the
one season. Thing, Randy, we want to wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear. Happy birthday to you.
Why, beautiful. Thank you so much. 36 is amazing age. I'm just so excited to be here once again.
Well, God bless you, Randy.
Right,
God bless
Randy.
You, man.
All right, guys. All right. I got to go into a meeting, but thank you very much.
Bye.
I'll call in tomorrow. Let you know what happens.
Sounds good.
Cheers, Randy.
I look forward to seeing you guys next week. I'm back in the studio. So
excellent.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Tell him, hey.
All right,
thank
bye.
You. All right, that is
this
Randy
This reminds
Ross.
Me of the Peyton Manning deal when they go, you know, we're not a band.
Hey, I thought we did pretty good.
No, I thought it was pretty good.
All
bad,
right, so we'll take a break, come back, get some more contest entries in. We do have a contest line open now. Don't forget, you too can be a member of the Trump 2020 Club. Easy to do. Just go to Trump 2020 Club on Facebook. Like us there and follow us and do all that great stuff.
Chris, when we were singing, everybody hung up.
Oh, come on.
Hey. We're tuned
out. All right, we'll be back with more of the show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You have I-4 slowdowns as far back as Lake Monroe, and they continue all the way to downtown Orlando. You also have that crash on Conroy at Vineland that is contributing to some slowdowns there. 408 east and westbound are starting to get congested when you get off of I-4, and you still have that crash at University and Rouse that is contributing to slowdowns in that area. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Is it Ricky Martin?
It is.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
It is on a national, what is it, national what day?
National Taco Day.
National Taco Day.
That's awesome, Rick. You're dressed as a actually, I like your red shirt.
So, thank you.
That's sort of a taco color, right?
Salsa. Yeah. Somewhat, yeah. Do the salsa on down to a taco, the Tijuana Flats.
Okay.
Wow.
To a Tijuana Flats.
That came out smooth.
Yes, it is also National Vodka Day.
That's Chris's excuse.
You guys eat the tacos, I'm going with the vodka.
Okay. All right. So it is National Taco Day, and you can take advantage of it at any Tijuana Flats by getting two tacos, chips, and a drink, or a burrito and a drink, right?
Yeah.
For $4.99?
$5.99.
That's a great deal. Great deal. Good. Okay. Let's go back to the contest lines and get in a couple more entries before we have to take another break. John is up next. Hey, John, how you doing tonight? Thanks for waiting.
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourself?
Excellent. All right, John.
Excellent. All right, well, I'm going to call this one the Anti-National American Leftist Cones, or as I refer to it as, the anal cone.
Anti-National.
American leftist.
American leftist cone. Got it. Anal. All right. Go ahead.
And it would be a pointed waffle cone. Okay. It'd be in the bottom. Be powdered sugar, then a layer of nuts, then marshmallow with sprinkles, topped with red whipped cream, sprinkled with more nuts. Anybody from Antifa, the Communist Party, or the far left, they can have them for free. If they like it, they can lick it. If they can't, they can stick it.
Oh, jeez. That was pretty good.
Like it, they can lick it. If they don't like it,
they can stick it. All right, John. That was great.
All right. Okay, John. Excellent, man. Isn't it amazing
what we can do with ice cream cones? It's unbelievable.
Too much time on my hands.
All right, man. Okay, John. Thank you, man. Appreciate you being here.
You bet. Love you.
All right, love you too, bro. They don't. They can. Stick.
That is
it.
Funny. That
okay. Is... All right. That brings us to Cindy. How you doing tonight, Cindy?
I'm doing great. How are the how are you justices doing?
The justices are good.
We're doing good, Cindy.
We're
good.
About to make a ruling.
We are the justices, but there is no peace around here.
We're trying to act honorable, but it's not going so well.
No, yes.
That'll never happen.
All right, Cindy, thank you for being out there. We appreciate you. Go ahead.
Okay, so my cone is going to be a Jeff Flake cone.
Okay.
And it's sold as a bear claw. And I don't know if you know what bear claw ice cream
yes.
is, but it's a chocolate ice cream with cashews and caramel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the Jeff Flake cone is kind of a ripoff because the Jeff Flake cone has no nuts.
The Flake cone.
Boy, I'll tell you, these
I see a theme okay. developing you know, for Jeff
these,
Flake.
These women really do like Kavanaugh.
All right.
Oh, all right, Cindy. Thank you, Cindy.
I know.
We appreciate you so much. God bless you.
That is fine.
All right,
wow.
So Cindy is in. To make sure. All right, good to hear
all
from
right.
you again.
Great, Cindy.
And so she's in the contest. You can be in the contest, too, at 407-774-8255. Okay, it looks like Kavanaugh is on his way to being confirmed. As we said earlier, the report is in. I think the senators who are going to read it have probably read it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say anything in there the Democrats wanted to see, so they were immediately critical of it. It wasn't broad enough. It didn't go on long enough. And, of course, that is exactly what they wanted, was simply something much like the Hare-Mueller investigation, where you look into anything and everything, and it just keeps going on forever,
yeah, forever.
And ever.
Thank God there was a time limit, right?
Right.
That's enough.
Now, the FBI said that they had interviewed over 150 individuals throughout the seven now background checks. This began as soon as he got out of college, and not one in any of those interviews corroborated in any way any of the allegations that have come forward over these last, what, 2 weeks?
Do you think the FBI interviews will be refurbished where from now on they'll have to go back to third grade or something? Because of all this idiotic stuff. Can you imagine that?
Well, I hope the next one that happens.
Yeah.
I hope
it's a Democrat
friend. We don't allow this kind of nonsense to happen.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you think their heads are spinning now? Wait till Bader Ginsburg.
Yes,
right. And yep. and the FBI did exactly what Grassley and the other Judiciary Committee said that they would do when the Democrats were howling over and over again Thursday and Friday of last week about how the FBI needed to do a real investigation. The FBI goes out and talks to the people who the names that are involved in this, and they fill out a form. And the form is called a 302, and on the form it says this individual said this. And that's about the extent of it.
Can they commit perjury when they're talking
yes.
to the FBI?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
any,
you better be accurate.
But
yeah.
if they also contradict their written statement, they're committing perjury
right.
already.
Yes. Right.
Right.
Right. right. And once again, all of the people that Blasey Ford named as being present and would have known anything about it, nope, don't know a thing about what she's talking about. Have no idea what she's talking about. And more people now, thanks in no small part to the president, are beginning to question her version of the story. And it doesn't take you too long to look into her version of the story to see that it's full of holes. It doesn't hold any kind of water. And if you look at it even more critically, you begin to get the impression that she was lying about something and maybe about the whole thing. And it's a shame. Because she has not done anybody a favor. She hadn't done herself a favor. She is not going to be a darling of the left, I do not believe.
I mean, imagine this, Rich. She's lied so much, and now remember the Me Too movement.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be so disappointed because it just destroys the
true.
Concept
yep.
of it. You know what I mean? She's turned to be an enemy of Me Too in reality.
And the Ramirez charges and the Sweatnick. Charges.
Yes,
probably.
Right.
Yeah, that was
they
a
were
joke.
Ridiculous.
That was a joke.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But
all
she's
right.
already committed perjury.
That's
she's
right.
already tracked.
Okay. All right. That music's a little hot in my ears here, Jeff, if you can bring it down a little bit. Thank you very much. All right. You are listening to the American Adversaries on a contest Thursday. The contest lines are open at 407-774-8255. And when we get back, I'm also going to announce the date that we're going to do the drawing for our website raffle. And tell you
Whoa.
About the prizes, all right?
That's what I want to know.
All right?
You know, come
so
on.
Stick around. We'll be back.
News. Opinion. Passion, FM 105.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll, on a honey.
Welcome to hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath, Rick Brown, Nick Grounds, and Jeff Sinis. We are your justices tonight to judge the contest. All right, the contest line is 407-774-8255. We'll give you the challenge one more time here in a second. We do have a couple of contestants on the line right now. We've already gotten a number of challengers to call in with some excellent recipes for
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Okay, let's have some good cones.
Ice cream cones.
I'll give you an example. Here's a new one. And had anybody mentioned Bill Nelson cone? I think we had one.
No, right? not yet.
No Bill Nelson cone?
There was a guy, the fellow, remember, he called the other night.
Yeah, but my Bill Nelson cone would be very simple, sort of like Bill. It would have a very minimal amount of vanilla ice cream at the bottom because, you know, he's very, you know.
And
then
bland.
I'd have Metamucil. Right on top of that, and then right on top of the Metamucil, I would have a whole bunch of prunes, and that would be the Bill Nelson futuristic comb.
I think we should.
Would that be horrible? Oh, my God. Metamucil, prunes, and vanilla ice cream at the bottom.
It would have to have fondant over the top, so it was pulled back and really tight, like his face was.
Right. You see the waffle cone twist to the side.
Y'all are
That's
cruel.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, I think we should actually give him a nickname, too, while we're at it. Call him Boof. Boof Nelson.
Okay.
Boof Nelson.
Okay.
You know, because boof, the word boof became a big part of this
catalog. That was part of this whole
thing,
deal, right?
Right. And evidently, it was the word that Bill had a problem with boofing, which was why it was a
buffoonish thing to send him up in a space capsule in a very confined space.
Oh, no.
With other individuals.
Well, how do you know that?
That was Wayne.
Let's just say I know.
Oh, my God. So maybe there was no gas leak or anything in the place?
If it is.
No, there was.
If it is, it's Booth
they
Nelson.
They never let him take off his pressure suit.
Old Booth Nelson.
No, can you imagine
it? He had a colostomy bag. So
it was
okay.
Plates as he's sitting in there. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
All right. Okay, so.
Oh, boy.
So let's get back to the ice cream.
We'll see, by the way, speaking of Booth Nelson, we're going to see if the Kavanaugh fallout affects him. Because, you know, he came out, what was it, last week or the week before, and made a big deal. I'm voting against Kavanaugh. I believe this woman and all of this stuff.
Boy,
and
he looks like a fool
lied.
Now.
And I tell you what, that has not been the right place in
not
this particular issue to be on, as I said. And even as they have been noting now on MSNBC, The Morning Joke, it's so interesting to hear them talk when they realize they've screwed up. Because they talk about it in third person, like it wasn't them.
Right, right. It started off being them, right, and now it's third person.
It's called deflect.
Yeah. Exactly. This morning they were talking about what the media needs to do is stick to the facts only. What the media needs to do is this. What
the media needs to do is that,
right?
That's because they're not media.
Right, right. And
they're mental.
They're polling, even by NPR. And PBS polling shows that this was a huge, disastrous move, politically speaking, for the Democrats. Because women and men both believe Kavanaugh over Ford.
And don't you believe
in big numbers?
Chris, don't you believe with all those radicals outside the, you know, the Supreme Court today and the Congress and everything, that just is turning the public stomach if you see them on TV
enough's
tonight.
Enough.
Enough is enough. We've had it with you. We know most of you are paid by George Soros and other thugs, but that really has to be a turnoff today when you see them, you know, standing there and screaming and yelling.
Let me tell you something about Americans.
Yeah, they
Americans
don't like that.
Americans always love the underdog.
You got it.
Okay. And the underdog is the one who is sometimes just because they aren't considered to be good enough to win, but it's also sometimes because they are mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And the perception is that Kavanaugh was mistreated. And it's a very accurate perception at that. And that's why so very many people have it. And even with all of the protestations of the Democrats and the media, people saw right through it and are seeing right through it. And the results are Kavanaugh's going to be on the bench.
You know, when we do these bump songs and everything, Chris, you think with Kavanaugh we could play that song, we're going to fight for the right to party?
if you can remember the artist.
With ice.
Right.
Was that funny?
But
I like beer. That's another good
thing. Right. The media is beginning to understand that the Democrats made what they call a bit of an overreach. As we said on this show repeatedly during this, they've way overplayed their hand is what they have done. And they've come out looking like the buffoons and idiots that they are. And God help us if they ever do get power. Just
you know
like,
that term, punt? That's what they ought to do on this issue. Just get the vote over and move to another issue.
All right. Let's go back to the contest lines. Ed is up next, then Diane and Janice.
Ooh.
Hey, Ed, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
All right. How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
Right.
Good, Ed. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Good, good. Okay, my cone is brought to you by the District of Creeps.
Okay.
And the District of Creeps, of course, they give this cone free to everybody who refuses to work and also to the illegal aliens in sanctuary areas.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this cone is the Dreaded Deep State Cone.
Ooh.
And in the Dreaded Deep State Cone, there's going to be ice cream made with green and red debt flavor. The cone is going to be made with Obamacare Play-Doh. You know that new Play-Doh they got out?
Oh,
looks like whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be topped off with aborted baby pieces.
Oh, my God.
The dreaded deep state cone.
You're a very sick man.
Well, at least we know where we can get
them. That's what DC's doing. They're the creeps. They're the ones that put all this on us.
That's what's
in this cone. Right. This is the truth.
Yeah, that's what it is. I was going to say, at least they know where they can get them. Go to Planned Parenthood.
They can call the cone the truth.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
They keep funding it.
All right.
All right,
Ed, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay, let's go now to Diane. You're up next, Diane. How you doing tonight, lady?
Hey, I'm great. Chief Justice Chris.
An elevation.
How do you like that?
That's right.
You be quiet over there. I'll have you sitting in the back before you
know. Chief Justice Chris.
Thank you, Diane.
Mine is the slimy Booker cone.
Ooh.
This
is going to be a good one.
Not going to taste very good.
The slimy?
Mint green chocolate.
I'm sorry, say it
covered
again.
Covered with honey sliming all the way down the cone.
Ooh.
Because he's such a slime.
Green chocolate with slime.
Hello, Betty.
With green slime all over it. All right. You remember how you could go out there to Nickelodeon and get slimed?
Get slime.
Yep.
All
That's
right.
exactly right.
Okay. All right, Diane.
Good.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's take Janice's entry, and we have a couple of lines open out, 407-774-8255. Hey, Janice, how you doing tonight?
Evening, Justices. How you doing?
How are
excellent.
You?
Excellent. Thank
okay,
you.
I have the new Dianne Feinstein cone.
Nice.
And Dianne Feinstein cheesy cone. We're going to make the cone is made out of Swiss cheese, and it's stuffed with Limburger cheese. So not only does it stink, but it's full of holes.
Swiss cheese cone
stuffed
with Limburger cheese.
Yours is always full of holes and it stinks. So there you go.
Boy.
Always
I can
full
say there's
of
great
holes.
Love between
for the jugular.
And if you've never smelled Limburger cheese, you never smelled steak, buddy.
Yeah. That was really horrible, Janice.
All right, Janice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. That takes
me back to a prank that we played with some Limburger cheese back in high school, but I'll have to tell you about it off the air.
There's a reputation here.
So anyway, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest.
That could come back to haunt you in your appointment.
It could be. It could be.
That's right.
That's right.
We'll be voting on it, too.
That's all right. Okay, so... the Kavanaugh thing does appear as though it's going to wind up this weekend, and now the political ramifications are going to set in. Just a couple of quick poll numbers for you this morning. They came out, and these are some Fox numbers having to do with individual races, Senate races. In North Dakota, we talked about this, Heidi
Heitkamp.
In the Fox poll, she shows 12 points down.
Boy, that's huge.
Indeed it is. In Tennessee, where you have
Blackburn
running against Bredesen. Now, he's a popular mayor, former governor of the state. And she is leading 48-43. She's showing a 5-point lead in that one.
That is really good.
And Aunt Clara McCaskill and Josh Hawley are all tied up, all knotted up in that. In this Fox poll, now we had some other numbers the other day from Nostradamus that basically showed that some polls showed him ahead. Basically, they were showing it a knotted up race.
Aunt Clara.
And Arizona, you have the Democrat ahead by 2 points over Sally. Marsha McSally. And then in West Virginia, you show Manchin a couple of points ahead in that race.
He is such a chameleon. But, you heard him today, Chris. He's going, well, I really like reading the papers and everything. Well, what are you going to do? I still haven't made my mind up.
He's going to make his mind
up. You know what
he's going to do. After he knows whether or not he's going to
pass. Which way it's
already going to pass with it or not.
He's disgusting.
By the way, the Rasmussen daily tracking poll shows President Trump's approval rating this morning at?
All-time high?
50%.
50%.
That's pretty darn awful good. Not even darn good. That's terrific.
50%.
Yep.
And that NPR poll this is the one that really shook up the media and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
As though these other polls weren't bad enough. This has to do with enthusiasm.
Right, which determines who's going to vote.
Right.
You're now, fired up.
All along, we've been hearing that the Democrats had the more enthusiasm, right?
Yeah.
And the polls were actually reflecting this. And the latest NPR poll in July showed the Democrats with a 78 to 68, however that gauge is measured, 78 to 68 advantage, a 10-point advantage. That is now... that was 78 Dems, 68 Republicans. Now it is 82 Dems, 80 Republicans.
Boy, I wouldn't like that if I were them.
And they don't like that.
Yeah.
And this is primarily because at least it coincides with the Kavanaugh, shall we call it, debate or debacle or freak show, whatever you want to label it.
Circus.
I guess circus is a bad name. But it is a big wake-up call for the Democrats. But that doesn't mean we can take our eye off the ball. As you heard earlier, I think our first contestant said he's already got his absentee ballot.
Right.
He's already filled it out.
Good.
So you can already start voting. The voting has begun. The game is on. The game has begun. The clock is running. All right? It is, 33 days, 32 days now? 4 weeks from Tuesday is election night.
Yep.
Exactly. It's time to act. It's time to do whatever you can to help Republican candidates. And we got some key races going on. And we talked about the Rick Scott, Bill Nelson race. You got DeSantis running for governor.
Yep.
He needs us out there, whether he's around or not. He needs us out there to vote for him. And also, here in Central Florida, we got some big congressional races. Mike Miller. We can put Mike Miller over the top. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We got the numbers.
Sure do.
So, well, it just is a point of getting out there and supporting the man. And it starts with the vote. Also, if you can volunteer for him, make a contribution to him, all of that helps big time. And then you got Wayne Liebnitsky down there in District 9.
Wayne's a good guy.
Nobody gave him a chance. And yet he's building some momentum down there. And it's because Hispanics are beginning to gravitate toward this guy. So, you know, we got our work cut out ahead of us, but we have a huge opportunity knocking at the door. All we got to do is answer.
Right. They just have to, you know, call somebody that day, you know, talk to the people. Let's say you play tennis, you play golf, whatever. Talk to your foursome. Hey, guys, this really means a lot. Because a lot of people, do you understand what this means to this nation, militarily-wise, all the different aspects?
Economy.
You got the vote or, you know, watch your businesses go bye-bye. So, you know, keep harping on them.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the contest lines are open. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got some other news for you, too. Do you hear about what the latest Barbara, what is it, who said something about the Trump?
Barbara Streisand.
She's opening that big trap of hers again.
She's complaining about Donald Trump because he never owned a dog.
Oh, no.
She's uncovered.
We'll be back with more.
What's she on, a pit bull?
She is a pit bull.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go right to the phone lines where we have Colonel McKnight, Colonel Danny McKnight, on the line with us. You know, as we mentioned on the show last night, October 3rd was, of course, the 25th anniversary of the mission that became known as Black Hawk Down in Somalia. And I actually saw on a History Channel they were doing a special about armaments, dangerous weapons.
Right, right.
And they talked about the RPG, and they focused in on Somalia and what happened October the 3rd and how the RPG played a big role in that. And, of course, you know that, don't you, Colonel? Thanks for being on the show with us. Oh, okay. Oh. We've dropped the line. I tell you what, we'll pick him up. We'll have him on the other side of the break. Okay, so we'll reconnect with the Colonel and have him on the other side of the break. Let's go back to the contest lines with Jim. He is up next. Hey, Jim, how you doing tonight? Hi. Thank you for calling.
Doing good.
Good.
I got a couple of them for you. Mine are kind of a tip of the hat to the South.
To the South?
First cone, we got the Lindsay cone to the South.
Yeah. Oh, the South.
We got the Lindsay cone.
Okay.
We have a graham cracker cone.
Graham cracker.
With sweet southern pecan, praline pecan ice cream.
Okay.
As a bonus, you get extra pecan nuts.
Good.
But there's a surprise. Inside the ice cream, there's a streak of jalapeno sauce. Because sometimes the Lindsay can get just a little hot in there.
Streak of jalapeno sauce.
Like you did in the hearing.
All right.
That's pretty good, Jim.
You know, and you
yeah.
know.
Okay, the other one we got.
Okay.
The other one I got is the empty sessions cone.
Empty sessions.
It's advertised as an empty sessions, yeah?
Yep.
It's advertised as an extra large cone, peach ice cream, chocolate crust on the top with extra nuts. But when you get it, it's lost all of its nuts. And the first bite into the chocolate, you find out there's absolutely nothing underneath. It's just empty, kind of like Jeff Sessions.
Excellent. Okay.
Pretty good, Jeff. That was good. Yeah.
All right. You are in the contest. Make sure we have your information. Thank you so very, very much.
All right.
I appreciate you calling.
Yep.
And I only have...
Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
You got it, man. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen, to call in with your recipe for an ice cream
cone. Some of these actually sound pretty good.
They
you know
do.
What I mean? I mean, I'm ready to bite into a few of these. You know?
Some of them sound horrible.
Some of them sound absolutely awful. I don't think I want the Bill Nelson cone.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's the situation. I have Colonel Danny McKnight on the line, but Colonel, I only have a minute. I even don't have less than a minute now. So, Colonel, can you stay with us until we come back after the break?
I will be doing that. I'm driving down I-95 to Boca Raton, so I'll just hang on.
Okay, you hang on to us and hang on to the steering wheel. And, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. So you're listening to the American Adversaries on a contest Thursday. And when we come back, I'm going to reveal the prize drawing date for our raffle drawing for our website.
This better be good, because you've been pulling us along here. This better be real good. Yeah, you're going to get some bad feedback, buddy.
Anyway, we'll be doing that when we come back. We'll have Colonel Dan
Danny McKnight on the line. We do have some contest lines open now at 407-774-8255. And we will have a contest winner tonight. And I'm going to reveal when we'll have our website winner when we come back. All right? You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and you can...
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up!
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir ourselves, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! We're on a roll!
Hour number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show on a contest Thursday. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks so much for tuning in. I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath, Rick Brown, Nick Grounds, and Jeff Sinis. We are your justices tonight to judge the contest. All right, the contest line is 407-774-8255. We'll give you the challenge one more time here in a second. We do have a couple of contestants on the line right now. We've already gotten a number of challengers to call in with some excellent recipes for...
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Okay, let's have some good cones.
Ice cream cones.
I'll give you an example. Here's a new one. And had anybody mentioned Bill Nelson cone? I think we had one.
No, right? not yet.
No, Bill Nelson cone?
There was a guy, the fella, remember he called the other night.
Yeah, but my Bill Nelson cone would be very simple, sort of like Bill. It would have a very minimal amount of vanilla ice cream at the bottom because, you know, he's very, you know.
Then I'd have
Metamucil. Right on top of that, and then right on top of the Metamucil, I would have a whole bunch of prunes, and that would be the Bill Nelson futuristic comb.
I think we should.
Would that be horrible? Oh my God! Metamucil, prunes, and vanilla ice cream at the bottom.
It would have to have fondant over the top, so it was pulled back and really tight, like his face was.
Right. You see the waffle cone twist to the side.
Y'all are cruel.
That's not very nice.
Yeah, I think we should actually give him a nickname too. While we're at it, call him Boof. Boof Nelson.
Okay. Boof? No.
Boof Nelson.
Okay.
You know, because Boof, the word Boof, became a big part of this Kavanaugh
thing, whole deal, right?
Right. And evidently, it was the word that Bill had a problem with boofing, which was why it was a buffoonish thing to send him up in a space capsule in a very confined space.
Oh, no.
With other individuals.
Well, how do you know that? That was when?
Let's just say I know.
Oh, my God. So maybe there was no gas leak or anything in the place?
If it is.
Yeah, there was.
If it is, it's Booth
they
Nelson.
They never let him take off his pressure suit.
Old Booth Nelson.
No, can you imagine
it? He had a colostomy bag. So it was okay.
Plates as he's sitting in there. Yeah, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
All right, okay, so
let's get back to the ice cream.
We'll see. By the way, speaking of Booth Nelson, we're going to see if the Kavanaugh fallout affects him, because you know he came out, what was it, last week or the week before, and made a big deal. I'm voting against Kavanaugh. I believe this woman and all of this stuff.
Boy,
and
he looks like a fool lied. Now.
And yeah. I tell you what, that has not been the right place in
not
this particular issue to be on, as I said. And even as they have been noting now on MSNBC, The Morning Joke, it's so interesting to hear them talk when they realize they've screwed up. Because they talk about it in third person, like it wasn't them.
Right, right. It started off being them, right, and now it's third person.
It's called deflect.
Yeah. Exactly. This morning they were talking about what the media needs to do is stick to the facts only. What the media needs to do is this. What the media needs to do is that, right?
That's because they're not media.
Right, right. And
they're mental.
They're polling, even by NPR. And PBS polling shows that this was a huge, disastrous move, politically speaking, for the Democrats. Because women and men both believe Kavanaugh over Ford.
And don't you believe
in big numbers?
Chris, don't you believe with all those radicals outside the, you know, the Supreme Court today and the Congress and everything, that just is turning the public stomach if you see them on TV
enough's
tonight.
Enough.
Enough is enough. We've had it with you. We know most of you are paid by George Soros and other thugs, but that really has to be a turnoff today when you see them, you know, standing there and screaming and yelling.
Let me tell you something about Americans.
Yeah, they
Americans
don't like that.
Americans always love the underdog.
You got it.
Okay. And the underdog is the one who is sometimes just because they aren't considered to be good enough to win, but it's also sometimes because they are mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
And the perception is that Kavanaugh was mistreated. And it's a very accurate perception at that. And that's why so very many people have it. And even with all of the protestations of the Democrats and the media, people saw right through it and are seeing right through it. And the results are Kavanaugh's going to be on the bench.
You know, when we do these bump songs and everything, Chris, you think with Kavanaugh we could play that song, we're going to fight for the right to party?
if you can remember the artist.
With ice.
Right.
Was that funny?
But
like beer. That's another good
thing. Right. The media is beginning to understand that the Democrats made what they call a bit of an overreach. As we said on this show repeatedly during this, they've way overplayed their hand is what they have done. And they've come out looking like the buffoons and idiots that they are. And God help us if they ever do get power.
Just you know, like, that term punt? That's what they ought to do on this issue. Just get the vote over and move to another issue.
All right. Let's go back to the contest lines. Ed is up next, then Diane and Janice.
Ooh.
Hey, Ed, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
All right. How's everybody doing?
Excellent.
All
right. Good, Ed. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Good, good. Okay. My cone is brought to you by the District of Creeps.
Okay.
The District of Creeps, of course, they give this cone free to everybody who refuses to work and also to the illegal aliens in sanctuary areas. Uh-huh. The name of this cone is the Dreaded Deep State Cone.
Ooh.
And in the Dreaded Deep State Cone, there's going to be ice cream made with green and red death flavor. The cone is going to be made with Obamacare Play-Doh. You know that new Play-Doh they got out?
Oh,
looks like whatever.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's going to be topped off with aborted baby pieces.
Oh, my God.
The dreaded
deep state cone.
You're a very sick man.
Well, at least we know where we can get
them. That's what D.C.'s doing. They're the creeps. They're the ones that put all this on us. That's what's in this cone.
Right.
This is the truth.
Yeah, that's what it is. I was going to say, at least they know where they can get them. Go to Planned Parenthood, right?
They could call the cone the truth.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. They keep funding it.
All right.
All right,
Ed, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Okay, let's go now to Diane. You're up next, Diane. How you doing tonight, lady?
Hey, I'm great. Chief Justice Chris.
An elevation.
How do you like that?
That's right.
You be quiet over there. I'll have you sitting in the back before you
Chief Justice Chris.
Thank you, Diane.
Mine is the slimy Booker cone.
Ooh.
This is going to be a good one. Not going to taste very good.
The slimy?
And green chocolate.
I'm sorry, say it
covered
again.
Covered with honey sliming all the way down the cone.
Ooh.
Because he's such a slime.
Green chocolate with slime.
Hello, Betty.
With green slime all over it. All right. You remember how you could go out there to, what was it, Nickelodeon and get slimed?
Yeah, get slime.
Yep,
all right, that's exactly right. Okay. All right, Diane. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, let's take Janice's entry, and we have a couple of lines open out, 407-774-8255. Hey, Janice, how you doing tonight?
Evening, Justices. How you doing?
How are you? Excellent.
Thank you.
I have the new Diane Feinstein cone.
Nice.
And Diane Feinstein cheesy cone. We're going to make, the cone is made out of Swiss cheese, and it's stuffed with Limburger cheese, so not only does it stink, but it's full of holes.
Swiss cheese cone stuffed with Limburger cheese.
Yeah,
the sausages
are always full of holes and it stinks. So there you go.
Boy,
whoa.
I can see there's great love
for
between
and if you've never smelled Limburger cheese, you never smelled steak, buddy.
Yeah. That was really horrible, Janice.
All right, Janice. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That takes me back
to a prank that we played with some Limburger cheese back in high school, but I'll have to tell you about it off the air.
There's a reputation here.
So anyway, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to get in on the contest.
That could come back to haunt you in your appointment.
It could be. It could be.
That's right.
That's right.
We'll be voting on it, too.
That's all right. Okay, so... the Kavanaugh thing does appear as though it's going to wind up this weekend, and now the political ramifications are going to set in. Just a couple of quick poll numbers for you this morning. They came out, and these are some Fox numbers having to do with individual races, Senate races in North Dakota. We talked about this, Heidi Heitkamp. In the Fox poll, she shows 12 points down.
Boy, that's huge.
Indeed it is. In Tennessee, where you have
Blackburn
running against Bredesen. Now, he's a popular mayor, former governor of the state. And she is leading 48-43. She's showing a 5-point lead in that one.
That is really good.
And Aunt Clara McCaskill and Josh Hawley are all tied up, all knotted up in that. In this Fox poll, now we had some other numbers the other day from Nostradamus that basically showed that some polls showed him ahead. Basically, they were showing it a knotted up race.
Aunt Clara.
And Arizona, you have the Democrat ahead by only by 2 points over Sally. Marsha McSally. And then in West Virginia, you show Manchin a couple of points ahead in that race.
He is such a chameleon. You heard him today, Chris. He's going, I really like reading the papers and everything. Well, what are you going to do? I still haven't made my mind up.
He's going to make his mind up.
You know what he's going to do.
After he knows whether or not he's going to pass with it or not.
He's disgusting.
By the way, the Rasmussen daily tracking poll shows President Trump's approval rating this morning at?
All-time high?
50%.
50%.
That's pretty darn awful good. Not even darn good. That's terrific.
50%.
Yep.
And that NPR poll that really, this is the one that really shook up the media and the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
As though these other polls weren't bad enough. This has to do with enthusiasm.
Right, which determines who's going to vote.
Right.
You're fired up.
All along, we've been hearing that the Democrats had the more enthusiasm, right?
Yeah.
And the polls were actually reflecting this. And the latest NPR poll in July showed the Democrats with a 78 to 68, however that gauge is measured, 78 to 68 advantage, a 10-point advantage. That is now... that was 78 Dems, 68 Republicans. Now it is 82 Dems, 80 Republicans.
Boy, I wouldn't like that if I were them.
And they don't like that.
Yeah.
And this is primarily because at least it coincides with the Kavanaugh, shall we call it, debate or debacle or freak show, whatever you want to label it.
Circus.
Circus. Yep. I guess circus is a bad name. But it is a big wake-up call for the Democrats. But that doesn't mean we can take our eye off the ball. As you heard earlier, I think our first contestant said he's already got his absentee ballot.
Right.
He's already filled it out.
Good.
So you can already start voting. The voting has begun. The game is on. The game has begun. The clock is running. All right? It is, 33 days, 32 days now? 4 weeks from Tuesday is election night.
Yep.
Exactly. It's time to act. It's time to do whatever you can to help Republican candidates. And we got some key races going on. And we talked about the Rick Scott, Bill Nelson race. You got DeSantis running for governor.
Yep.
He needs us out there, whether he's around or not. He needs us out there to vote for him. And also, here in Central Florida, we got some big congressional races. Mike Miller. We can put Mike Miller over the top. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We got the numbers.
Sure do.
So, well, it just is a point of getting out there and supporting the man. And it starts with the vote. Also, if you can volunteer for him, make a contribution to him, all of that helps big time. And then you got Wayne Liebnitsky down there in District 9.
Wayne's a good guy.
Nobody gave him a chance. And yet he's building some momentum down there. And it's because Hispanics are beginning to gravitate toward this guy. So, you know, we got our work cut out ahead of us, but we have a huge opportunity knocking at the door. All we got to do is answer.
Right. They just have to, you know, call somebody that day, you know, talk to the people. Let's say you play tennis, you play golf, whatever. Talk to your foursome. Hey, guys, this really means a lot. Because a lot of people, do you understand what this means to this nation, militarily-wise, all the different aspects?
Economy.
You got the vote or, you know, watch your businesses go bye-bye. So, you know, keep harping on them.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the contest lines are open. 407-774-8255 is the number. We got some other news for you, too. Do you hear about what the latest Barbara, what is it, who said something about the Trump?
Barbara Streisand.
She's opening that big trap of hers again.
She's complaining about Donald Trump because he never owned a dog.
Oh, no.
She's uncovered.
We'll be back with more.
What's she on, a pit bull?
She is a pit bull.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Marilee here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceania Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go right to the phone lines where we have Colonel McKnight, Colonel Danny McKnight on the line with us. You know, as we mentioned on the show last night, October 3rd was, of course, the 25th anniversary of the mission that became known as Black Hawk Down in Somalia. And I actually saw on the History Channel they were doing a special about armaments, dangerous weapons.
Right, right.
And they talked about the RPG, and they focused in on Somalia and what happened October the 3rd and how the RPG played a big role in that. And, of course, you know that, don't you, Colonel? Thanks for being on the show with us. Oh, okay. We've dropped the line. I tell you what, we'll pick him up. We'll have him on the other side of the break. Okay, so we'll reconnect with the colonel and have him on the other side of the break. Let's go back to the contest lines with Jim. He is up next. Hey, Jim, how you doing tonight? Thank you for calling.
Doing good.
Good.
I got a couple of them for you. Mine are kind of a tip of the hat to the south.
To the south?
First one, we got the Lindsay cone the south. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, the South.
We got the Lindsay cone.
Okay.
We have a graham cracker cone.
Graham cracker.
With sweet southern pecan, praline pecan ice cream.
Okay.
As a bonus, you get extra pecan nuts.
Good.
But there's a surprise. Inside the ice cream, there's a streak of jalapeno sauce. Because sometimes the Lindsay can get just a little hot in there.
Streak of jalapeno sauce.
Like you did in the hearing.
All right. That's pretty good, Jim.
You know, and you
know. Okay, the other one we got.
Okay.
The other one I got is the empty sessions cone.
Empty sessions.
It's advertised as an empty sessions. Yeah.
Yep.
It's advertised as an extra large cone, peach ice cream, chocolate crust on the top, with extra nuts. But when you get it, it's lost all of its nuts. And the first bite into the chocolate, you find out there's absolutely nothing underneath. It's just empty, kind of like Jeff Sessions.
Excellent. Okay.
Pretty good, Jeff. That was good. Yeah.
All right. You are in the contest. Make sure we have your information. Thank you so very, very much.
All right.
I appreciate you calling.
Yep.
And I only have...
Appreciate you guys.
All right.
Thanks.
You got it. You got it, man. That's the idea, ladies and gentlemen, to call in with your recipe for an ice cream
cone. Some of these actually sound pretty good.
They
you know what I mean? I mean, I'm ready to bite into a few of these. You know?
Some of them sound horrible.
Some of them sound absolutely awful. I don't think I want the Bill Nelson cone.
Yeah, you're right.
Here's the situation. I have Colonel Danny McKnight on the line, but Colonel, I only have a minute. I even don't have less than a minute now. So, Colonel, can you stay with us until we come back after the break?
I will be doing that. I'm driving down I-95 to Boca Raton, so I'll just hang on.
Okay, you hang on to us and hang on to the steering wheel. And, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. So you're listening to the American Adversaries on a contest Thursday. And when we come back, I'm going to reveal the prize drawing date for our raffle drawing for our website.
This better be good because you've been pulling us along here. This better be real good. Yeah, you're going to get some bad feedback, buddy.
Anyway. We'll be doing that when we come back. We'll have Colonel Danny McKnight on the line. We do have some contest lines open now at 407-774-8255. And we will have a contest winner tonight. And I'm going to reveal when we'll have our website winner when we come back. All right? You're listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, and you can...